This is Open Up and Bleed. My name is Eugene. K Chung Radio is the station that you're listening to. I hope you got the AM receiver tuned to the right part of the dial. That's 1630 AM. If you're listening to it live, I encourage you to call in and text and tweet at us. And because I, this week, tonight, have a very, very special guest. So let me sit the hell down and get the show on the road. Special guest, will you please identify yourself? Identify is such a threatening word, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not great at saying my own name.
Well, just say part of your name or give your initials or something.
I'm Natasha Newman Thomas.
Natasha Newman Thomas.
That's it.
You go by the both things, Newman Thomas?
Yeah.
Is it one's daddy and one's mommy? Is that the idea?
Truly.
Uh-huh. When I was a kid, the most American thing I guess I did before I got into movies was I loved Mad Magazine, Alfred E. Newman. I was like, that was like such a hero of mine. I like tried to make my own Mad Magazine like when I was like 11. I dreaded the fold in and the cover. And
that's my mom.
Your mom is Newman. That's her father. That's her grandpa, Alfred E. Newman. There's also weirdly a famous composer, film composer from the 40s and 50s named Alfred E. Newman.
There's also Thomas Newman.
Who's that?
He's another composer.
So Natasha Newman Thomas, like Thomas Newman is like backwards you.
And my grandfather's name was Thomas Newman.
Do you ever meet your grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he dead now?
Yeah.
What was his vibe like?
Well, he was actually Ukrainian.
Oh, Ukrainian.
His birth name was Theodoche Numerovsky, and then he got Thomas Newman at Ellis Island.
Tell us something, Bri.
Her mouth was a little,
and also just get in there. These mics, thank you, Brian. These mics are made for belters and scream queens, so...
I'm more of like a spice queen.
You're more of a spice
like
girl.
Like spicy food.
What are your favorite spices?
That's so mean. How could I
name your top 10 spices? Or like name one of your top 10 spices.
I really like Aleppo.
What is that? Isn't that a city in Syria?
Uh-huh, but it's also a Middle Eastern spice.
How does it work? What does it feel like? Like what?
It's warm.
It's warm.
Yeah.
So it makes food warmer? Like if you took food out of the fridge and sprinkled Aleppo on it, it would just be like the temperature would go up?
It's kind of like the way cinnamon makes things cozier.
Did you ever, as a precocious youth, do like that cinnamon challenge? Like have you ever tried to eat a spoon of cinnamon?
I actually, not in my youth, but recently.
Well, you're still young. Only the good die young, you know?
Right, thank you.
I don't know what that phrase means, but moving on. Was it a dare, or was it just you were wasted, slash?
I think I was sober and just
bored.
Having fun in my... I had a...
By yourself, you did?
No.
You did like, I wonder if this cinnamon will just go down smooth.
I had an outdoor shower in my old house, and I was like, trying to think of ways to use it. And
why, you ever heard of showering?
You already said I smell great, so obviously.
Oh, yeah,
not.
I said that before the show. I like to keep all the conversation, you know, no substantive material, but I definitely compliment. You're not the first to receive a compliment before the show, and you won't be the last. But I'm not saying it's a fake compliment, it's real.
Thank you.
Wait, so what? You had an outdoor shower and then you put a spoon of cinnamon in your mouth? That doesn't exactly follow.
Well, it's like a safety net to, you know, be in an outdoor shower when you're doing that.
Because you're going to spit it out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And did you spit it out?
I actually think I did okay and everyone else didn't do so well.
So this was a competition.
Yeah.
And let me just extrapolate from what you just said. It seems like you won the competition.
I win most competitions.
Have you ever won anything in your life?
Yeah, of course.
Tell me, because, you know, Joan, my lover and a good friend and roommate. She's never won anything in her life, and then recently someone, I think you know also, Marcel, just found a what do you call that, when you like win a soccer tournament?
A trophy.
A trophy, exactly. Found a trophy in a garbage can and gave it to her, and she was like practically on the verge of tears.
She deserves
every award and accolade she's gotten. She deserves, well, even though it's for soccer. What is one of your finest, proudest moments? Besides the cinnamon win.
I won student body president.
Oh my god, that's a popularity contest if I ever heard of one.
No, I totally deserved it.
Because you cared so much about your constituents.
And I'm still very involved in my high school.
You are? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I vaguely know that. This is the LA School of the Arts, LACSA. Is that what it's called? What is the real name? The LA?
LA County High School for the Arts.
And so basically you were... And I'm not trying to make some sort of ominous prediction or some evil portent here, but you were essentially the Donald Trump of LACSA. You were the elected as the populist leader of a fine institution that just wanted someone galvanizing, pretty, and vitriolic to look at. Would you call yourself vitriolic?
I'm not going to compare myself to Trump.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, you do whatever you want, but I'm just saying it's not an unfair metaphor. Since you were at least, as Donald Trump is the current Republican Party, you were to LACSA during your tenure. That's at least mildly fair as a logical proof.
I've never been a Republican.
No, that's right. I know, but we're saying the Republican Party, without any of its core tenets or anything, just stands for an institution.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And in LACSA, did you guys ever learn the thing like logic proofs? Did you ever have to do that? Like math?
Oh, no. I mean,
what's like the last math thing you guys had to do was like algebra or something?
No, I actually took trig in ninth grade, and then I stopped.
Right. And that's a great opportunity that you can stop. And has it hurt you in your life?
I don't think so.
So you work a lot with clothes.
Yes.
Styling clothes, picking clothes, making clothes? You can, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever used math in making any clothes?
I use math in wrapping jobs more.
Right,
and
right.
And that's just and algebra.
That's just, what level math would you call it? Fifth grade, sixth grade?
Yeah.
It's like yeah.
It's like third grade.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you wrap a job, do you ever think like, skim a little bit here, take a little off the top there.
I
you can play the fifth, but it is interesting.
I'm not gonna answer that.
Yeah, okay, so basically no, you don't do stuff like that.
No, I mean,
even though it's common practice, even though probably every person in the film industry, which is a wasteful industry.
Well, there's a thing called a kit rental fee, and right, depending on, you know, my budget, sometimes right, that fluctuates.
Fair enough. And that's a good tip for, because basically I would say 10 to 20% of my audience is political junkies, and then the other 80% are just aspiring stylists, you know, wardrobe stylists and costumers. So there you go. All the fans out there, the kit. The kit is your algebraic X, right?
That's how I'll pay you when you come to work for me.
That's how you will be the kid.
You'll be the kid.
And now, in English class, we call that metonymy. So you would substitute a specific human being for a larger entity. So on a certain day, if you hired, let's say, Mary, Mary Smith, you would just call her the kid. Yeah, give me my kit, and it would actually mean her, right? But then another day, you could hire Jody Brown, and she would also be the kid.
Even though
these women aren't transforming into each other.
You're picking up on it.
Have you ever hired a man to be your assistant?
Of course.
So you wouldn't call yourself sexist?
No.
You prefer women, though, right?
I had two Derricks as my first and second assistant on a job, and it was
confusing.
Very difficult.
Because they have the same name or because they're men?
Just,
they didn't have enough experience.
No, it was confusing, but also it's just men, I guess, think...
I hate them.
They think differently. Like, yeah. Their thought process is different, and it's nice to work with people who, you know, think... I mean, which I'm there are women who don't think and work the same way I work either.
And probably there are men who do.
And, yeah, I'm sure.
I agree with you that men and women think different. For instance, I am a huge B. Sanders... not huge, but I'm a fan. I'm a supporter. But if Hilaire, who potentially is compromised in many different ways, were to become president, and I assume that would be better than Donald Trump. I don't think that's saying something radical. I would be excited just to have a female president, just because women do think differently. And she said that most of her cabinet is going to be women. Like, let's get a bunch of women in there. Because one thing that men really know how to do is get into the war thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like women, even though Hillary Clinton was, I guess, Secretary of State and did some warring of her own, or did some war-encouraging activities of her own, I bet you, like, when she's president, she's not going to want to do that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy. I actually had a plan to get a Bernie bumper sticker and a Hillary bumper sticker and just put both of them on my car under my license plate that says whatevs.
Whatevs. Wow. So you're not very political. Or you are?
It depends.
It depends on the situation or it depends on how you're feeling?
Both.
It depends on the moon cycle or it depends on the astrological moment?
It depends how informed I am that week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Donald Trump is now the official candidate of the Republican Party as of an hour ago, and Bernie Sanders won Indiana. Sorry, I just sort of really—I recommend this highly. You're about to be on a plane, right?
Yes.
Taking a plane in New York. Is it red eye, or is it just 5 a.m.?
No, I'm getting— Yeah, it's like a 6 a.m. flight.
Preload onto your phone or onto your compy or your iPad or whatever. You have an iPad?
I have a giant phone.
Giant. Is it an Apple or is it a different product? Oh, yeah, that's a good, nice-sized, giant phone. Is that someone listening, tuning in? You could just tell them to tune in. I mean, it's totally worth it.
No.
Is it important? What is it? Tell us about it. So Natasha's getting a text.
Someone owes me a lot of money.
Wow.
And I wanted to pick the cash up before my trip, and she was asking where I am.
Tell her to come to the station and hand over the money.
I'm just going to go there after.
That sounds good. Yeah. Wait, what is a lot of money? Is it 4 figures or is it 5 figures?
No, it's just 4 figures, yeah. But it's cash.
Oh, it's under the table.
It's reimbursement and payment, and it's just like...
For work you did?
For work I did.
Are you good at what you do?
Yes, very.
Very. So when you're working, how many hours a week do you think you're working?
Well, it depends on the week. It depends on the job.
Let's say it's a big shoot, it's a 3-day shoot, and you have to style the leads, you know?
I mean, my union...
My union? Okay, here we go, my union. No, it's fine, my union. Go.
Works off of a 12-hour day.
Okay, got it. So that's pretty much you have to at least put in 12 hours.
Well, that's what you get paid for.
Yeah, and if it goes over, you get overtime.
Because I'm on-call costume designer, I don't get overtime.
Huh.
But I get double Sundays and seventh days.
In your union, you are designated as an on-call costume designer, but there are other people who aren't on-call.
Correct.
And now, do you graduate to being not on call, or is that like basically your specialty? You want to be on call at all times?
No, everyone who's a costume designer, it's an on call position.
Oh, I see. So stylist is not, but right, costume designer is.
That's a different union.
Oh, wow. Okay. So can you work on Broadway in your union?
Actually, that would be a local New York union.
Local 149er. It's AATC. IATC or whatever.
Right, it would just be a different local.
You like Broadway? You like live theater and stuff like that?
It depends on the show.
Yeah.
I
can't get too enthusiastic about it.
It's pretty sleepy.
What about opera? You like stuff like that? I always fall asleep at the opera, the ballet. I'm always passing out.
It depends. It really depends on the show.
Do you ever get, real quick, because I'm thinking of passing out, not right now, but I'm thinking about passing out as a phenomenon. If I eat, like, kind of, like, you know, food, like, that's bad for you, like, I will put me to sleep, like, you know, I'll get tired. But right before I get tired, I get an enormous erection. like, does the food that puts you to sleep ever make you horny before you're, like, falling asleep? Or make you, like, what do you call that? Serve as an aphrodisiac?
Aphrodisiac.
What food puts you to sleep?
Like fucking cheese encheladas.
Please swear. Fucking cheese enchiladas, right?
Yes.
Take that, FCC. That's a product that I sell on my Etsy store. So.
But they're my favorite. But I think
Where do you get them? Where do you make them?
Sure, but I don't know. Like, I live by El Cholo, so I go there.
Oh, my God. I love El Cholo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And let me give, and you might have a different set. We should each give one bit of advice about El Cholo. I'll go first. Or you go first.
No.
I'll go first. So when you go to El Cholo, folks, and this is one of the great Mexican, American restaurants.
It was the first one. First family style.
Something like that.
Yeah.
When you go in, make sure they seat you straight ahead.
Yeah.
Don't let them seat you to the right. Make sure they get you into one of those beautiful rooms they have in their cavernous space. That's my tip.
I mean, those are the booth rooms. You want to be in a booth.
You want to be in a booth. These rooms date back a long time. There's beautiful things on the wall.
I'd say just make sure they bring you the pralines at the end.
Make sure you get the pralines. That's a big tip. What does DJ Khaled say? Like, major key. Yes. That's major key. You're on the Snapchat, right?
Yeah, I joined one day and, like, did it for a day and then stopped.
You're done. You're like, too much work. I'm not getting paid for this.
It's just, like, it seems like it's really annoying to be doing that all the time for other people.
It's annoying for other people or it's annoying for you?
It's, I guess I haven't been around it that much, but I feel like a burden to everyone I'm around if I'm, like, doing Snapchat.
So let me just clarify this for the audience. Natasha has two parrots, right?
Yes.
And one of them is named Burden. So when she said she feels like a burden to the audience, I think what she meant, and only really, like, me and her friends don't understand this, is that she felt like a little parrot in a cage that occasionally comes out onto her beloved owner's shoulder, and even less occasionally poops on the back of that beloved owner.
Yeah.
So that's what you feel like when you use Snapchat?
I mean, it's like, I have two birds and a squirrel, and that seems like great material for Snapchat.
Oh, my God. You could be having millions of views.
I'm sure.
But you're
never home because I work all the time.
Oh, my God. Someone get this lady a vacation. Then who takes care of the animals, you cruel animal owner?
My co-animal owner.
Your co-animal owner.
And co-homeowner.
And co-homeowner.
Uh-huh. Aaron Brown.
Right. Is he here? Not in the station, but he's at home right now?
He's at home right now.
Mm-hmm. Upstairs?
Upstairs in his
office.
In his
little dungeon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He built some shelves.
Huh. You like doing shit like that? I can't do stuff like that, but Joan is so good at, like, building stuff. She loves to build stuff. You like stuff? You like doing that?
I do enjoy it, mm-hmm. But it's, I guess I like decorating it more.
Ah.
Or, like, figuring out the plan, using the math.
The math. Always back to the math with this one.
But then when it actually comes to the building, whatever.
Have you ever hired a guy at Home Depot? Like, when you're going to Home Depot and there's, like, these guys waiting, like, hey, we'll help you move stuff, we'll help you install stuff.